In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As most of you know, I'm the newest addition to Palmer's staff, and I'd be remiss if I didn't begin by thanking my rector, the staff, and all of you for your warm and generous welcome. This is a wonderful parish, and I'm delighted to be here. I was not so delighted when I read the gospel for this morning. What an odd and difficult parable Jesus gives us. A rich man is told that his manager is squandering his money. So he calls the man on the carpet and demands to see the books. This throws the manager into crisis. He wrings his hands and asks himself, "What will I do? What will I do?" His response to this confrontation isn't to repent or take responsibility for his actions or even to apologize. No, he responds by continuing to cheat. He summons the people who owe debts to his master, and he asks them to rewrite their bills so that they'll owe much less. Now, those customers are indebted to the manager, who has ensured he'll be welcomed into their homes when he's out of a job. Well, you might expect the master, when he hears of this, to respond by throwing the manager into prison. But no, the master commends the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. Are you familiar with the Yiddish word chutzpah? A person with chutzpah is kind of a trespasser. They cross all the lines of accepted behavior with such nerve that one is simultaneously outraged and amazed. Leo Rosten, in The Joys of Yiddish, defines chutzpah as that quality enshrined in a man who, having killed his mother and father, throws himself on the mercy of the court because he is an orphan. A very long time ago, I had a roommate who came from a theatrical family in New York City. She was unlike anyone I'd ever met, smart, funny, and daring. One day, she decided she wanted to go see the televangelist Jimmy Swaggart, whose crusade had come to Manhattan. When she got home later that night, she told me about her escapade. When she had arrived, she realized she had a terrible seat. So she made her way to the front of the house, right up by the stage. This was before the event began, and struck up a conversation with one of the cameramen. She told him she too was a cameraman, which was not true. But they talked angles and lighting, and after a while, she wrangled a seat up at the front, as well as a backstage pass. Well, I was both appalled and impressed by her behavior. Appalled that she would lie, and impressed that she did it so well. Several weeks later, she got a letter offering her a job as a cameraman with the Jimmy Swaggart campaign. And she seriously considered accepting it. That is chutzpah. It's behavior that crosses the line. It's daring. It's single-minded. The master commends the quality of the manager's chutzpah, not the morality or the immorality of it. But then Jesus adds a moral to the story. He says, "Make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they, The word translated they is a respectful way to refer to God called the divine passive. So we can say, so that when it is gone, God may welcome you into the eternal homes. What does that mean? I'm not really sure, but I think I got a clue when I turned on my computer this week. I had two distinct experiences, one right after the other, and because I was thinking about Jesus' saying, I noticed each in a way I might not have otherwise. Before I tell you my experiences, though, I want to remind you of the last line of this passage where Jesus says, you cannot serve God and wealth. Well, the truth is, unless we're living like St. Francis or Mother Teresa, most of us are serving wealth to one degree or another. We are involved in the quid pro quo economy. I give you my time and talent, and you give me money. It's the way our world works. So this week I turned on my computer and read a message from Microsoft that said, search, browse, and shop with Microsoft. Just keep doing what you're doing and you'll earn free rewards. Try it now, free. I know that's supposed to be good news, but I hate the assumption that I want more stuff. That being a consumer is the sum total of my identity. It seemed dishonest to me. Just another way to hook me into spending money on things I don't want or need. Then, a minute later, I opened Facebook and watched a video of our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, walking down 42nd Street, talking into the camera about putting Jesus at the center of our lives. Jesus, who is loving, liberating, and life-giving. There was our PB, shrewdly using the internet, which is at the heart of our quid pro quo economy, to proclaim the real good news, the news of the kingdom of God. He was demonstrating chutzpah for the kingdom, single-minded, wholehearted, audacious proclamation of Jesus. I think that's what Jesus meant. Use the means you've been given in this world to proclaim the arrival of a new world in Jesus, a world that's not based on your ability, your skill, your chutzpah, but on the chutzpah of God, who audaciously crossed the boundary that divides heaven and earth by sending Jesus as a ransom for all, that all might be saved and come into the full enjoyment of God. Amen.